the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the different objectives of supplication. We said that one of the important objectives that can be mentioned for the supplications is the language of Gnosticism used in these excerpts of the supplications. And this seems to be the language of the entry into the world of intuition. It seems that the one who is engaging in supplication is just like the wayfarer who starts this path towards the highest levels of perfection in Gnosticism and in recognition of the Almighty Allah. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, يَا مَنِ اسْتَوَى بِرَحْمَانِيَتِهِ فَصَارَ الْعَرْشُ غَيْبًا فِي ذَاتِهِ. O you who have dominated with your beneficence, that the throne has become unseen in your essence. مَحَقْتَ الْآثَارُ بِالْآثَارُ. You have effaced the signs by the signs. وَمَحَوْتَ الْأَغْيَارُ بِمُحِيطَاتِ أَفْلَاكِ الْأَنْوَارُ. You have removed the opponents by the horizons of light. يَا مَنْ احْتَجَبَ فِي سُرَادِقَاتِ عَرْشِهِ عَنْ أَنْ تُدْرِكَهُ الْأَبْصَارُ. O you who have hidden in the pavilion of your throne, so the sights cannot see you. يَا مَنْ تَجَلَّ بِكَمَالِ بَهَائِهِ فَتَحَقَّقَتْ عَظَمَتُهُ فِي الْإِسْتِوَاءِ. O you who gloried with your perfect grace, so your greatness has shone loftily. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهِ. You have the power over all things. Praise be to you alone. This part of supplication, dear listeners, is more distinguished and deeper than any other phrases of the supplication. Because in the previous parts, Imam Hussein alayhi salam has begged God, but at this stage of supplication, he is somehow describing his intuition. That is, he talks about the secrets of the heavens and the glories of the Almighty Allah, how the Almighty Allah is shown to the universe, how Almighty Allah is seen, and how the Almighty Allah is represented in the different parts of the world. He considers that everything will vanish except God.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. when a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va past. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, this supplication that we had a look at is in fact the description of an innocent voyage, which this infallible Imam has adopted. So Imam alayhi salam is in fact offering a great honor to people, those people who truly follow him, of course. Definitely, if he had not invited us to regard his dignity, and if he had thought that the attainment of such a position was impossible, he would have never described this position in such supplication. Most of the secrets of the universe are so significant, and only those infallible ones are aware of them. So when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says in the 32nd supplication of Sa'ifa that the utmost description of the descriptors will not reach the least of what you have appropriated to yourself, he, alayhi salam, is referring to this delicate point. What do we mean by this delicate point? Imam alayhi salam is pointing to this important concept that what he knows of the names of God, the wisdom of all the learned can never reach, since he knows that nobody can attain these positions. He does not discuss their stages. So when we believe that this educating program of supplications is teaching us the different concepts we need in order to be a better servant, this is the case. So the language of Gnosticism in these parts of the supplications, in many of them, of course, is the language of the one who seems to be entering another world of intuition, which is, of course, a very valuable blessing, this school of supplication that we are blessed to have. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah.
Don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.